Okay, we'll be starting Seder Nezikin Mishnayot. The first Masechet is Masechet Baba Kama. Of course, we all know that once it used to be that Masechet Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Batra were three Masechetot that are today. They were once one. They were Masechet called Masechet Nezikin, the Masechet of damage. Later on, it was split. Baba Kama means the first shahr, the first gate, the first Masechet, and then the second one is Baba Metzia and Baba Batra. The Torah teaches us that we're a chayav. We have to pay for someone if we cause someone damage, or if we cause someone else's property damage, or my property causes someone else's property damage, anything like that, then we have to pay. We're going to start Masechet Baba Kama now. The first Mishnah. Arba avot nizikin. There are four different types of causing damage, of ways of damaging someone else. Hashor. Hashor is the first one. Shmuel in the Gemara explains that Hashor means a tooth. If a bull was walking and walked over someone else's fruit or vegetables or something and destroyed them, then you have to pay for that. V'habol. If I dug a pit, let's say I was in the middle of the Reshut HaRabim, in the middle of public property, everyone can walk there, and I just decided to dig a pit there, and out came a bull or a cow or something and fell in and got killed, then I have to pay for that too. V'hamav'eh, this means tooth. This is according to Shmuel. He explains that mav'eh is tooth. If my bull went and enjoyed someone else's vegetables or had a good meal out of someone else's fruit or someone in someone else's field, then again, I have to pay. V'ha'ev'er, the fourth one is ha'ev'er, means fire. If I lit a fire on my own property and later on it went out of control and went into someone else's property and destroyed someone's field or something, then I have to pay for that too. There are four types, which we call them avot nezikin. They are the main types we have in the Torah. All the other nezikin will come out of these four. We'll continue. Lohari hashor ki'ari hamav'eh. The shor, which we explained, is a foot, is not like the tooth. And the tooth, lohari hamav'eh ki'ari hashor, the tooth is not like the foot. The Mishnah goes on to explain why do we have to write all of them in the Torah? Why can't we just write one of them and we'll learn the rest of them from this one? So they each have a special uniqueness to it that we can't learn one from the other, because I wouldn't be able to learn one without the other, because it has a special uniqueness to this way of damaging, so I have to write them all down. So the foot is not like the tooth. I cannot learn foot from the tooth, because the foot is, we said that it's walking someone, some bull walking and walking over someone's property or destroying someone's fruit. Because it is normal. It's something normal to happen, and that's why I would think that only that is chaya, because it's something normal. But tooth, for some animal to go enjoy someone else's vegetables, to have a meal out of them, that is not normal, so I can't learn from one from the other. The tooth is not like the foot, because the bull has enjoyment from it. He enjoys it. It's called hana'a. He enjoys the meal that he had, and if you would only write to the tooth, then I would think that you're only chayav in this situation, but not if a rega, which he has no annoy, he doesn't enjoy it, he just ran over it and destroyed the fruit. These two that we mentioned, the shor and the mave, right, the tooth and the foot, they both have a special uniqueness to it, that they are alive. They are not like the fire, the esh, lo kiarei ha'esh. It is not alive. It's not live or anything. So that is also a special uniqueness to them. Now, three of them—the fire, the bull, and the foot and the tooth—is not like the bull. They travel. They move from here to there, and that's how they cause damage. But the pit doesn't move. It just stays in one place, and the bull or some the animal comes into it. So it has, we see that we each four of these nezikim have its special uniqueness to it, and that's why we have to write them all down. Hatzara shaveh shebehen. Now there is a similar part to all of them. Shedakan hazik v'shmiratan alecha. They are damages. We call them damages. They that is what they do. They damage. So they so therefore I have to take care of them. If they're mine, I have to make sure that they don't cause damage. I have to lock them up and make sure that it doesn't cause harm or anything to someone else or someone else's property. And what if something did happen and I didn't take care of my property? I did not lock up my bull, or I lit a fire in some forest or in my own property and it went out and went out of control. What if, and it did went out and destroyed someone else's property? I have to pay tashlumei nezek b'mitav ha'aretz with the best of the, it's called the best of the land. Let's say I have two different kinds of fields. They're both worth $1,000. One of them is larger, but it's a little less, the quality is a little less, and one of them is a little smaller, but the quality is better. So the person who was damaged has the right to demand the smaller one because it's a lot, the quality is a lot better. And that is the, in old Nezikin, that is the rule that the person who was damaged can always demand the best field quality of field.